Good morning. It's May 1st, and this is your daily brief in U.S. news. Here's everything you need to know. Across the U.S. and Canada, a wave of pro-Palestinian protests at universities has taken a dramatic turn, with students clashing with police and disrupting campus life. These protests, spotlighting the conflict in Gaza, have seen students at DePaul, McGill, and other universities demanding their institutions cut ties with Israel, a move that has sparked legal actions, police involvement, and a tense atmosphere fraught with concerns over safety and free speech. The heart of these protests beats strongest at Columbia University's Hamilton Hall, where an ongoing occupation reflects a broader movement against companies benefiting from Israel's actions in Gaza. This movement has not been without its challenges, particularly at McGill University, where failed negotiations with protesters have only heightened tensions. In response to the escalating situation, Governor Kathy Hochul and the White House have emphasized the importance of peaceful protest and called for accountability for any acts of vandalism. The unrest has reached a point where university commencements are potentially at risk, and students are being urged to steer clear of campus areas affected by the protests. Amidst this backdrop, a separate issue has emerged with three Duchess employees alleging wrongful termination by the district attorney, adding another layer to the complex situation. Both university administrations and law enforcement are keeping a close watch as events continue to unfold, highlighting a pivotal moment for academic institutions grappling with the balance between activism and campus safety. In a courtroom in New York, the hush money trial against Donald Trump unfolds, revealing a complex web of emails, bank records, and testimony aimed at proving allegations of falsified business records. This case dives deep into the intricacies of legal proceedings and the significance of each piece of evidence presented by the prosecution. At the heart of the trial, former lawyer Keith Davidson's testimony sheds light on the motivations behind the hush money payments, linking them directly to the aftermath of the Access Hollywood tape and the 2016 election. Davidson's account, alongside text messages exchanged with the National Enquirer's editor, forms a crucial part of the prosecution's argument that these payments were not just personal dealings, but part of a broader election-related conspiracy. The court has also seen its share of drama outside the immediate allegations, with the judge fining Trump $9,000 for violating a gag order and warning of potential jail time for further infractions. This stern admonition extends to the dynamics between Trump and another key figure in the case, indicating the high stakes and tense atmosphere surrounding the proceedings. As the trial is set to resume on Thursday, the anticipation builds not only for the continuation of this legal battle, but also for the broader implications it holds. This includes a separate examination by the U.S. Supreme Court on the matter of presidential immunity for actions taken while in office, highlighting the far-reaching impact of this case beyond the courtroom walls. A dark day in East Charlotte, North Carolina, as a routine warrant service turned into a devastating tragedy, claiming the lives of four law enforcement officers. On April 30, 2024, Federal Marshals William Alden Elliott, Sam Paloche, Thomas Weeks Jr., and Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Officer Joshua Iyer were fatally shot while attempting to serve a warrant for possession of a firearm. The suspect, identified as Terry Clark Hughes Jr., was armed with an AR-15 assault rifle and a .40 caliber handgun. With a lengthy criminal history, Hughes engaged in a shootout with the officers, ultimately taking his own life. Among the fallen, Sam Paloche was remembered as a dedicated family man who deeply loved his job. The incident led to four additional officers being wounded, one of whom required surgery. This event has sparked a wave of mourning across the community and among North Carolina's representatives, who have led a moment of silence and called for legislative action to prevent similar tragedies involving AR-style weapons. In the aftermath, a memorial service has been organized to honor the fallen officers, and a GoFundMe account has been set up to support their families. The Carolinas Regional Fugitive Task Force is diligently reviewing body camera footage and other evidence to understand how the situation escalated, continuing their investigation into this harrowing event that has left a lasting impact on the community and the nation. In a groundbreaking legal move, a coalition of eight U.S. newspapers, spearheaded by Alden Global Capital, is taking on tech giants OpenAI and Microsoft. At the heart of this lawsuit is the accusation that millions of copyrighted news articles were used without permission to train AI chatbots, challenging the boundaries of copyright law and AI development. The newspapers involved, including prominent names like the New York Daily News and the Chicago Tribune, allege that their content was not just used, but reproduced in entirety by these AI technologies, without proper attribution or permission. This lawsuit, filed in a New York federal court, seeks not only compensation for this alleged unauthorized use, but also aims to put a stop to it, highlighting the case's significance for the future of copyright in the digital age. The publishers argue that the unauthorized use of their content by AI technologies represents a dire threat to the survival of local journalism. By seeking unspecified damages, they're signaling a major challenge to how tech companies use copyrighted material to train sophisticated AI systems. The legal battle underscores a growing tension between big tech and publishers over the rights to digital content. As the case unfolds, Microsoft has chosen to remain silent on the matter, while OpenAI has not yet provided a comment. This lawsuit could set a precedent for how copyrighted content is used in AI development, marking a crucial moment in the ongoing debate over digital rights and the ethical use of information. In a bold move that's sparking widespread controversy, former President Donald Trump has revealed an aggressive strategy for handling undocumented immigration in the United States. This plan, laid out in a recent Time magazine interview, hinges on mass deportations and leverages a broad swath of law enforcement resources, including the potential use of the U.S. military, despite legal limitations imposed by the Posse Comitatus Act. Trump's approach outlines a significant shift in immigration enforcement, proposing the enlistment of local law enforcement and the National Guard to carry out deportations on a massive scale. He suggests incentivizing this participation through federal funding for police departments that join the effort. Additionally, Trump has introduced the idea of constructing mass detention centers to accommodate the undocumented immigrants targeted for deportation. This strategy has not gone without its critics. The Biden campaign has vehemently opposed Trump's proposals, branding him a dictator and highlighting the danger they believe such policies pose to democratic principles. Moreover, Trump's comments extend beyond immigration policy. Facing personal legal battles, he has voiced a desire for immunity from prosecution and hinted at challenging the legitimacy of election results should he face defeat, actions that critics argue underscore authoritarian tendencies. The implications of Trump's interview with Time magazine are profound, revealing a vision for his potential second term that could fundamentally alter the landscape of American immigration policy and test the boundaries of presidential power. His readiness to involve military and law enforcement in domestic policy actions, alongside his stance on legal immunity and election fairness, presents a scenario that could have lasting impacts on the nation's democratic fabric. This has been your daily brief in U.S. news. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.